Yo na samach gimel. Yeah, Mishnah says, Ha shoychet es haPesach al haChometz. If somebody brings the korban Pesach on erev Pesach, but he still has chometz in his rishus, he's alocha oiver beloisasei. He's over a special loisasei. And the Torah says, loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. You're not allowed to shech the korban Pesach, but shach you still have chometz in your rishus. There's a special love. Hey, you're not supposed to have chometz in any way. Like some sheet is after chatzos on erev Pesach, there was already a bal yiroh, bal yimotzei. You're not allowed to have chometz in your rishus. But there's a special lav not to shech the korban Pesach when you still have chometz in your rishus. So hashrechet es haPesach al haChometz that you still have chometz is over beloisasei. You're over a special lav. So Rashi says to loisishchat al chometz. Reb Yehuda Roimer af haTomit. Even the tomit shobein habayim that they bring on erev Pesach, if the person that brings it has chometz, he's over this lav. Rashi says af haTomit shobein habayim. The erev haPesach sheshochetu al haChometz, if the person that's shechting the tomit shebein habayim, if he owns chometz, he's over the special lav. For time yalav bigmor, the Gemara will explain how does Rebbe Yehuda know that the lav does not only go on korban Pesach, but it even goes on the korban atomit. So Gemara will explain how Rebbe Yehuda knows this. Rabbi Shimon Noimer, Shimon says like this: there's a chilik. Ha Pesach biyar b'osa lishmoy chayiv. The korban Pesach, if you bring it on Erev Pesach, the way it's supposed to, the locher is then Yechayiv. Because that's called the good korban, and the locher is, if you shech the korban Pesach and you have chometz in your rishus, you're over this lav of loisishchat al chometz. So, ha-Pesach biyar bosa lishmoy. If you shech the korban Pesach lishmoy, the way it's supposed to be, is chayiv. Ma-shein kein shaloy lishmoy. Let's say on Erev Pesach, you have your korban Pesach, and instead of shechting the Shem Korban Pesach, you are shechting it Shalei L'Shemoy L'Shem Mishlomim. That the halacha is the Korban is posel. Like we had before. A Korban Pesach Shalei L'Shemoy, the halacha is the Korban is posel. So Melel Nageya to us is Potter. You're not over this lav of Loisishchat Al Chometz Dav Zivchim. Because the Gzeres HaKosev is, you're not allowed to shech your Korban when you're doing a good Shechita. If this Korban Pesach is a good Korban Pesach, and you own Chometz, you're over a lav not to shech the korban Pesach when you still own chometz. But here, if you take your korban Pesach and instead of shechting it l'shem Pesach, you shecht it l'shem Mishlomim. So the locher is the korban is posel. If the korban is posel, that's not called a shechita. So that's not pshan the posel. The Torah says l'shishchat. Don't do a good shechita when you have chometz. This is not called a good shechita. Therefore, your potter for this lav, it's not called a shechita. What you're doing if you shech the korban Pesach shalei l'shmoy. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Aimer a Pesach biyudalit sheshochtu al haChometz lishmoy chayiv mishum asishchat al chometz dam the Pesach kosheru. It's a kosher Pesach or shchita ruihi. That's called a good shchita. Ma'ashenkeinu shloy lishmoy pot. It is the chiddush. If you take your korban Pesach and you shecht it shloy lishmoy, that means instead of shecht it l'shem Pesach, you shecht it l'shem Mishlomim. Is aloch, and even though you have chometz, you pot it from this lav. Rashi the posel who. Because this shchita is a posel shchita. Or shchita shein ruya lav shema shchita. This is Reb Shimon shchita all over. Whenever the Torah says halacha is about a shchita, it's only if the shchita was a kosher shchita. It's a good shchita. But where your shchita only makes the korban posel, that's not called the shchita the Torah was talking about. So it's as if you didn't make a ma'ase shchita. Therefore, even though you own chometz, you're not over the special lav of loisishchat al chometz lav zivchi. That's a shchita all over. That a shchita the Torah is talking about has to be a shchita ruyam, that the shchita makes the korban kosher. But here we are shechting the korban. Our menastes Pesach should be a shlomim, that the korban is posel. That's not called a shchita. So merely you're not over the special lav of shechting when you own chometz. So the Mishnah Shimon holds down. V'shar kol azvachim. What about all other korbanos? Even if you bring them on erev Pesach, bein lishmon. Whether you shech the korban oila or korban shlomim l'shem oila the right way, ubein shloim l'shmon, even if you shech those korban shloim l'shmon, that the locher is the korban is still kosher, is potter. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. On erev Pesach, after chatzos, the Torah says, when is there a lav not to shech the korban Pesach if you have chometz? Only the korban Pesach. But any other korban you bring at this time, there's no lav, even though you own chometz. It's a special lav only goes upon a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. But any other korban you bring on Erev Pesach, you're not over this lav. This is only on Erev Pesach. There's man to bring the korban Pesach. What about uvamoyin? Let's say the rest of Pesach. You come chol amoyin. On chol amoyin of Pesach, you're allowed to bring korbanos. Somebody brings a shlomim them. Somebody brings an oilu them. Then the loch is like this. Lishmoi potter. If you bring your korban shlomim, l'shem shlomim, it's a kosher shlomim. Okay, uvamoyin lishmoi potter. Uvamoyin means if you bring the korban Pesach, that you didn't bring the right time on Erev Pesach, but rather you waited till chol amoyin, and you brought it then, so the locher is the korban is possum. If you bring a Pesach, on not on Erev Pesach, the korban is possum. So if you bring the korban Pesach in the middle of chol amoyin, it's potter. If you shecht it now, even though you own chametz in your shoes, you potter from this lav, because this is called the shechita shein ruya. What about shelo lishmoi? Let's say you take the korban Pesach, that you didn't bring the right time on Erev Pesach, but now it's chol amoyin Pesach, and now you're bringing it l'shem shlomim. The locher is the korban is kosher. Because a korban Pesach after Pesach, if you do it l'shem shlomim, it's kosher for shlomim. Now chayiv, if you have chametz in your reshus, you're over this special lav. The lav is l'sishchat achametz dav zivchi. Kozeman, you have chametz in your reshus. Hey, now in the middle of Pesach for sure, you're also over by your own by your motzei. You're not allowed to have chametz in your reshus. But achut, except that lav, you're also over another lav now. That any korban you bring throughout Pesach, you're over this lav of leisishchat achometz. You're not allowed to bring a korban, shech the korban, when you have chometz in your shus. Providing the shechita is a kosher shechita. So that's why if you have your korban Pesach that you bring in chol amoyin, it's a posel korban. You're not over this aveira. But if you bring a shaloi l'shmoi, you make it for shtomim, then taki yechayiv. What about v'shar kol azvochim, all other korbanis that you bring on Erev Pesach, that you bring on chol amoyin, the locher is bein lishmon, whether you shecht in the korban the oila l'shem oila, the shlomim l'shem oila, the shlomim l'shem shlomim, bein shloi lishmon, whether you shecht in them not lishmon, that means you're taking the korban oila and you shecht l'shem shlomim. The locher is the korban is still kosher, just the bialim doesn't get a good kapara. Is the locher chayiv? Since the korban is called the good korban, the shechita is called the good shechita, you're over this new lav that you're bringing a korban on Pesach when you still have chametz in your shus. Chutz, except min achatis sheshochtu shlo lishmo. The only other korban that's possible if you shecht the shlo lishmo is a chatis. If you take a korban chatis on chol amoyin, and instead of shecht l'shem chatis, you shecht l'shem shlomim. The locher is the korban chatis is possible. So now that the korban is possible, you have chametz in your shus, you're not over this lav, because that shechita is not called a good shechita. Since the shechita only made the korban posel, you're not over the lav of leisishchat. This is Rav Shimon shechita. You're only over the lav leisishchat when you're doing a good shechita. So all other korbanos, even though you shecht the shlo lishmon, the loch is the korban is kosher, therefore it's called the shechita. So the kids of Shimon holds like this, that on chol amoyid, then any korban you bring, if you have chametz in your shus, you're over this new lav. Of leisishchat, you're not allowed to shecht any korban b'shas you have chametz in your shus. What about on Erev Pesach itself? On Erev Pesach he yells no. This lav only pertains to the korban Pesach itself. If you bring the korban Pesach and you have chametz in your shus, then you're over this lav of leisishchat. Mashenken, on Erev Pesach after chatzos, let's say you bring a korban shlomim then, or a korban oila, so that even though it's a kosher korban, you're not over this lav. So in the Gemara we'll see why. The Rabbi says, on this man, Shchitas Pesach, the lav only goes on a korban Pesach. Mashenken, throughout the whole Yom Tov, Chol Amoyed, then the lav goes on any korban you bring on Chol Amoyed. If you have chametz in your reshus, you're over this lav. Well, the Gemara will explain how he knows it. So the Mar Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that is a lav. Let's say on Erev Pesach, b'shash you bring your korban Pesach. We're saying if somebody owns chametz, so you're over this new lav of loisishchat al chametz. So Shlokesh says you only chayev ad shei hachametz l'shoichet. Either the shoichet, the one that shecht in the korban, he has to own chametz. If he owns chametz, he's over this lav. Oy lezorik, or else the kohen that makes the zrika of this korban Pesach, if he owns chametz, b'shas he's making a zrika, he's also over this lav. So Rashi says, the zrika nami yisrabi mechilta midam zvechecha. It says, dam zvechecha, even zrika. Because really the Pasuk only says, Loi Sishchat. The lav is you're not allowed to shech the korban, b'shash you won't chametz. So the lav is only going upon the shechit. So Rashi says, no. We dash in midam, that the zrikas from midam zivchi, that the zrikas adam, whoever makes the zrikas adam, if he owns chametz, he's also over this lav. And who adin oily yechud mevnei hachabura? Or else if one of the people that own the korban pesach, if they own chametz, then they're also over the lav. Oily yechud mevnei hachabura. If one of the people that own this korban pesach, if they own chametz, then they're over the lav. Vaita, Rosh Lakish holds v'yad sheyiyu v'yad sheyhei imoy biyazora. Rosh Lakish says the lav is only if b'shash you're making the shechit of this korban pesach, you brought your chametz into the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, the chametz is right next to your korban. That's when you're over this lav. Right? The pasuk says, "Lo yisishchat al chametz." Don't shecht al. He holds means samach, right next to it. If you have, you brought your chametz into the Beis Hamikdash, and now you go and shecht the korban pesach. So whoever owns that chametz, one of these three people, either the shechit or else the zurek or else anybody that owns this korban pesach, they're over this lav. But it's only if you have the chametz with you in the azura. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, no. Afal pi she'ein imay b'azora. Even though you did not bring your chametz into the Beis Hamikdash, but as long as you own the chametz, whether you're the shechit, or whether you're the zurek, or whether stam you own this korban, they're bringing the korban for you. If you own the chametz, you're over the lav. So Nisan, so Tap Taisu says, Olyechavim ne'achabura. What does it mean if one of the people, Moshul, 10 people bought the korban together? So we're saying now, if one of these 10 people have chametz, they're over this lav. Who's over the lav? So Aymari, Taisa says, T'loi nechayev b'yal ha'bal ha'chametz, ela ha'shechit, enechanami. Even though, let's say Reuven, he has chametz, and he just owns this korban pesach, but he's not doing the shechita, he's letting somebody else shecht his korban. Who's over the lav now? So Taisa says, not the person that owns the chametz itself, but the shechit is over the lav. Ela ha'shechit, or else v'yazerik. Why? T'loi sishchat omarachmona. The Torah says this is a new lav. Loi sishchat al chametz. You're not allowed to make the shechita on the korban pesach if you know either you own chametz, or else the zurek owns chametz, or else one of the bnei chabura, one of the people that this korban is brought for, if they have chametz in their reshus, there's a lav upon the shechita not to do the shechita. But the lav is not upon the person that owns the chametz. He's over by yiro by yimotzein. But who's over this lav? Loi sishchat, Taisa says, the shechit. Another raya is, you can't say the person that owns this korban, if you're letting somebody bring the korban for you, and you own chametz in Meshus, how could you get malchus? It's a lav shein by maisa. You didn't do any maisa. You own chametz, good. But now that you're telling somebody to bring korban for you, you're not doing the shechita. You're not doing anything. Just the shechit's doing the shechita. So how could you say you get malchus? So that's Toys the second Raya, that the only one that gets Malkus here is either the Sheikhit or else the Zurich. But not the Bailim that own the Chometz. They only make it that if they own Chometz, then the Sheikhit is over the Lav. So Rosh Lakish said the Lav is only if the person brought his Chometz into the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afal Pi Sheinim of Yazura. No, even though he did not bring his Chometz into the Yazura, as long as one of them own Chometz, the Sheikhit is over the Lav. For the Gemara of Amayka Miflagi, what's the machlokes Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, bi'al b'somach k'miflagi. It's the machlokes, what's pshat in the word al? When the Torah says the word al, what does al mean? Does it mean b'somach right next to it? That's the way Rosh Lakish learns. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, al does not have to mean right next to it. Like here the pasuk says, lo sishchat al chametz. Don't make a shechitom al chametz, if you have chametz. So Rosh Lakish says al means only right next to it. If you have your chametz right next to the korban, then you're not allowed to shech the korban. The Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish sabar al b'somach. The Torah says lashon al chametz means you're only over this lav if you have the chametz right next to you b'shash you doing the shechita. For Rabbi Yochanan sabar loy bin an al b'somach. No, that's not pshat in the word al. Al chametz just means if you own chametz, you're not allowed to have a shechita done to your korban pesach. But not that the chametz has to be right next to the korban. Throughout the Gemara, v'afligo b'achad zimno. If this is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, they argued already one time about what the word al means. So the question is, what do they have to argue again for? The Tanan, we learned once. We learned the Mishnah Menachis. ha-shoichet toida lifnim. If you shecht your korban toida, when the korban toida is inside the azara, ve-lachmo chutz l'choyma. But your lechem, the loch of a korban toida, you're supposed to bring 40 lechems with it. And usually the loch is, v'shashchito, when you shecht your korban toida, which is really a type of a shlomim, that's when you mekadesh the lechem. That's when these 40 lechems become kodesh, has a kedushas aguf on it. Now, when does it become kodesh? Only v'shashchito. Now, where does the lechem have to be to get its kedusha? So the Mishnah says, "Hatoyd lefnim v'lachma chutz lechayma loy kiddush alechem." The lechem does not become kodesh. If the lechem is outside the wall, then the shchitas of the toida cannot be mekadesh the lechem. Now, the machleik is, "My chutz lechayma." What does it mean if the lechem is outside the chayma? Outside which wall are we talking about? Rabbi Yochanan Amar chutz lechaymetz beis pagi. It means if it's outside Yerushalayim. Chaymas beis pagi, Rashi says, that's like the last, Rashi ayinu mokim chitzah shev Yerushalayim. That's the last wall of Yerushalayim. So in other words, as long as the lachmo, the bread, is inside Yerushalayim, even though it's not next to the korban, the shasta shchita of the korban toid in the beis hamikdash, so what? When you make a shchita on the korban in the beis hamikdash, the toidom, if the lechem is any place in Yerushalayim, the toidom would be mekadesh the lechem. It's only if the lechem is mamish outside Yerushalayim. That's when it's no good. Let's say the lechem is outside the Beis Hamikdash, but it's inside Yerushalayim. Enichnami, then kiddush. Then taka the shchita of the toida is mekarash to lechem. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And what's the pshat? V'loy binan al besomich. Even though the pasuk says that the lechem only becomes kodesh because of the korban, and it says loshen al there, al does not mean that a lechem has to be right next to the korban toida, even if it's far away. As long as it's in Yerushalayim, it's enough. That's Reb Yechanan Shita. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar no, afilo chutz lechay maso azara loy kiddush. You should know if your lechem is outside the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's inside Yerushalayim. But as long as it's not next to the korban toida, it's taka loy kiddush. So what's this machlokes? Alma binan al besomach. That according to Resh Lakish, he holds, when is the korban toida mekadesh its lechem? Only if the lechem is right next to the korban in the Beis Hamikdash. But if it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's in Yerushalayim, it's not kodesh. So we see already this machlokes one time. What does the word al mean? Like Rashi says, the pasuk by korban toida says kusiv al zevach hatoida chalis. Al zevach says loshen al. The yom amabim lochis korbonosh al zevach melamed shein alechem koru korban elu besvicham. What's mekadesh to lechem? Only b'shash yushech to korban toida. The Torah says al zevach. So machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. What does the word al mean? Does al mean right next to it in the Beis Hamikdash? That's Resh Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan says no. Al doesn't mean right next to it. As long as it's in Yerushalayim, a mokum that you're allowed to eat, the lach me toida you're allowed to eat any place in Yerushalayim. So as long as it's in Yerushalayim, the toida is mekadesh to lechem. So the Chor Mars Kashri, since they argued already one time, it's not mistavel that they argue again in the same thing. So the Mars says like this, Ela, I'll tell you no, our machlokes is a new machlokes. It's not totally what the word al means. It's a new shayla here. The shayla is again, if you shecht the korban pesach and you own chametz, does the chametz have to be right next to you in the Beis Hamikdash? Or Rabbi Yochanan says, no, wherever you have it. What's the machlokes? Ela basroa sofek kemiflagi. It's the machlokes, in order to get malchus, you have to have asroa first. We have to warn you. We have to tell you, don't do this averim. Because if you do this averim, you're going to get malchus. Like here, if we see you own chametz, we tell you, get rid of your chametz before they make the shechita on the Pesach. Because if you make the shechita when you own chametz, you go with the slav. So that's the machlokes. For asroa sofik kniflagi, it's the machlokes in asroa sofik. If you don't know 100% he's doing the aveirum, is that called asroa or not? So Rashi says like this, asroa sofik kniflagi, the malchus leisele basroa. Somebody only gets Malkus, this punishment of Malkus, only if we warn him first. We warn him, don't shech the korban now if you have chametz. If we see the person has chametz, We warn him. That's called a Vadi Asro, because we see now that he owns Chomitz, so that he's doing a Vadi Avera. But if we don't know that he has Chomitz, we don't see the Chomitz now, it's called Asro Sofik. Even if later we find out that Itak owns Chomitz in his house, since the person, the Edim right now, that are giving this person Asro, we're warning you, don't shech the korban now if you have Chomitz. Lav Asrohi. But since the person that's giving the Asro, if I do not know 100% you're doing the Avera, that's not called Asro. Hasro has to mean, in order for you to take it very seriously, it means that I know, I see you're doing an Avera now. If I see you doing an Avera, I warn you, don't do it. Because if you do it, you're going to get Malkus. That's called Asro, then you get Malkus. But over here, if the Chometz is not right next to the Sheikh, if the Chometz is not on the base of Migdish, so Stam, when I give the Sheikh Asro, I tell the Sheikh, don't shech this korban if anybody owns Chometz. Do I know that they own Chometz? No, I don't see the Chometz. So my Asro is called Asro Sofik. It's not a Vadei warning, because I myself don't know if you Vadei doing the Aver or not. I don't know you Vadei have Chometz. I don't see you have Chometz. So even though really you do have Chometz, but I can't give you a real good warning, because I don't know you have the Chometz. So that's called Asro Sofik. So that's a new machlokes, why do you have to have the Chometz next to you to get Malkus? That if you hold Asro Sofik, Lo Shimei Asro, so the only time I can warn you Vadei, if I see you have the Chometz. If the Chometz is next to you, B'shas T'shchiton, I see this Chometz there, I could warn you Vadei, don't do the Aveira. And then you get Malkus. But Kol Zaman, I don't see the Chometz, he'll blight Asro Sofik. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yechinen holds Hasro Sofik Shemei Hasro. See, even though the Chometz is not right next to you in the Beis Hamikdash, but I can still warn you and tell you, you should know, if somebody owns Chometz, you should know you're going to get Malkus. So if it comes out later that one of the people did own Chometz, then there would be Malkus. Rish Lakish holds no. A Hasro Sofik, if you're not saying 100%, you're just warning him, maybe, that's not called Hasro. So the only time you get Malkus, if when you have the Chometz Mamish in the Beis Hamikdash. So then we see that your mom is doing the Avera. So then I could warn you 100%, don't do the Avera, that's called the good Asro. So that's this machlokes here. If Asro Sofik Shmei Asro or not. Fred the Gemara, Boho Nami, Hopligi Boho, Fred the Gemara, Hopligi Boho de Zimno. This machlokes also they argued already once before, Resh Lakish and Rav Yechinin. So why do we have to have another machlokes here? The Itmar, we learned the Gemara in Shavuos. Shavuah, Shoichal Kika Zuhayim. Somebody makes a Shavuah, he says, he makes a promise that he's going to eat this bread today. V'over Hayim Vloyochlo. Now the whole day went by and he did not eat it. He did not listen to a Shavuah. So the Shalah, do you get Malkus for this lav or not? There's a lav of Loisisa. Rav Yechinin, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Yamar Tavayu. Both of them say the same Malachom, Ein Aloika. In this case, you do not get Malkus. But for two different reasons. Rabbi Yechinen says, Ein Aloika, you know why this person doesn't get Malkus? Mishum Davile Lav Shein by Maisim. Because the Avera is called an Avera Shein by Maisim. Like how we over this Avera. The Shavua was, you made a Shavua, you're going to eat this bread today. Now what was the Avera? That you sat back the whole day and you did not eat it. So you didn't do a Maisa, positive act, by doing the Avera. No, the Avera was done by itself. The fact you did not eat the bread today, that's called you did an Aveira. That's called the lav, you did an Aveira. But chained by Maisa, there's no actions being done b'shas the Aveira. So the klal is, the whole lav chained by Maisa ain't like a love. Anytime you do an Aveira, even though it's an Aveira of a lav hatera, but if you don't do a Maisa involved, you don't get Malkus. Because the klal of Malkus is, we learn it out from the lav, or the sachshim shor b'dishay. That's in right next to that lav, it says, aboy m'yaken, you get Malkus. So Malkus is only alive, but like Sachsim. You can't work with Yeshur when Yeshur is muzzled. So you're doing a Maisa, you're working with Yeshur when Yeshur is muzzled, that's alive. Then you get Malkus. But any time you do a lav that there's no Maisa, no action involved, you don't get Malkus. This is Reb Yechinen's klal. But Mashmas Aval Hasroa Sofik, Shmo Hasroa. But even though there's another Chsaron here, this is called Hasroa Sofik. We can never really warn you to say, eat it now. Because if you don't need it this second, you're going to be over the Aveira. That would be called Hasro. Hasro Vadi would mean, I warn you, don't do this now, because by doing this, you're doing an Aveira. Here, I can't do that. It always remains Hasro Sofik. Because any time I come to you and tell you, you should know, eat the bread right now, because if you're not going to eat it, you're going to be over the lav. The guy would say, no, I'm not going to be over the lav. I'll eat it later. I have time later to eat it. What was my shvua? That I'll eat it today. So when any time I warn you, you'll always say, you know what, I'll eat it later. So man, it's not called Hasaros Vadei. And even though you're standing mamash by the last second, and you tell the guy the last second of the day, if you don't need it now, you're going to be over the lav. So there it's Hasaros Vadei. Still the guy could say, you don't know, you have the wrong, your watch is wrong. You're telling me the wrong time. It's not really warning the guy. The guy could always answer himself, I'm not so worried now, because I think I have 2 more minutes to teach yet. So it's always considered Hasaros Sofik. It's not called a Vadei warning. A Vadei warning has to be, we're going to kill somebody right now, and I warn you, don't do that mice killing. So you can't say, I'm not doing an Aveira. The guy told you you're doing an Aveira, and if you do it, that's when you get your Einish. That's called Hasaros Vadei. But here, anytime you tell the guy, eat it now, the guy always says, I have time later to eat it. So it's called Hasaros Sofik. But Yechonit says, for that alone you would have got Malkus. Because that's Rabbi Yechon and Shita, that Asaros Sofik is also enough to get Malkus for. For Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish, though, he also know. For Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish, Shomar, Ein Aleika, Lomais, you do not get Malkus here, where the person did not eat this bread the whole day. Why? He says, Mishum, the heavy lay Asaros Sofik. Because that's what Shlokish is for him. This remains Asaros, only a Sofik. We can never warn you, Vadai, eat it now, because otherwise you'll be over the Aveira. No, the guy always thinks I have time yet to eat it. And the klal is, the Asaros Sofik lay Shimei Asaros. That's why you don't get Malkus. Avul, lar shein by maisa loikin olav. But Resh Lakish's svar is, even though you're doing Aveira, that there's no action involved, still you could get Malkus. He doesn't know from this cloud, lar shein by maisa ain't loikin olav. He holds yes, you could be loikin olav. So our call point, and we see again, there's already a machlokes, we have Yechon and Resh Lakish. Do we say, hasra sofik shmei asra, or do we say, loyes loy shmei asra? So why do we have to have another machlokes here, so you have to bring your chometz into the Beis HaMikdash to be over the Aveira or not? So Gemara says like this, Amri, I'll tell you, li'olam bial b'samach kamiflugi. No, we'll go back to the original machlokes. This machlokes here, Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish, are you over this slav only when you bring the chometz into the Azorah, to the Beis HaMikdash, b'shas yoshech in the korban? Like we're saying, al means, loisishkat al chometz means right next to it. That's Resh Lakish's svara. And Rabbi Yechon holds no. Loisishkat al chometz, al does not mean right next to it. Even though you own chometz someplace else, still you're over this slav. It's a machlokes taka, what does the word al mean? Does the al mean right next to it? Well, the al means no, even far away. So the Maru Tzrich. So then the question was, why do we have to have 2 machlokes before? Why isn't one enough? So Maru says, yes, we need both machlokes in. I'll tell you like this. If legal in your chometz, is there only be our machlokes if you're a shlokish about this lav? You're not allowed to shech the korban when you own chometz. Have a mean, I would think, b'yahu, who to come Rabbi Yechonin? Dafka, by this lav, Rabbi Yechonin says, even if the chometz is far away, to leibina nal b'somach, here you do not have to have the chometz right next to you, right next to the korban. You know why? Mishum di surayhu, because there's a new lav, you're not allowed to own chometz on Pesach. That's the Aveira. The Aveira is having chometz. V'chol hecha di seiso, wherever this chometz is, you're over the lav. You own chometz. So now the Torah says another lav. That calls the man, you own chometz, if you shech the carbon, you're over a new lav aloy sishchat. So this new lav aloy sishchat just goes upon anybody that has chometz. He's over the aver of having chometz, he's over this new second lav of aloy sishchat. So I don't care where the chometz is. Even the chometz is far away, but you're over the lav. Avolinyin. Mikadesh lechem, mashenke, in the first halacha, the halacha before we had, that when you bring your korban toidah, we're saying it's only mekadesh to lechem if the lechem is right next to the korban. That was Resh Lakish's svara. And Rabbi Yechonin said there also, no, even if the lechem is in Yerushalayim out of the Beis HaMikdash, still it's mekadesh. I would have thought there, no. I would think there, loy kodesh. Maybe even there, Rabbi Yechonin is moidum. The lechem is only kodesh, ela b'fnim. Only if it's inside the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, I would say no. Is eim moidel Resh Ben Lakish. Devin and al b'samich. I would think maybe here Rabbi Yechon also might do that the lechem badavka has to be next to the korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Why would I think that way? The Yisa Gavoi Kodesh. I would say, when does the lechem get its kedusha? Only if it's inside the Beis HaMikdash. Then does the Shechitas HaZevach of the Toda be Mekadosh to lechem. Eloi Loi Kiddush. Ma'ashenkin, if the lechem is outside the Beis HaMikdash, then I'll tell you outside the Beis HaMikdash, the lechem cannot get Kedusha. Because in order to get Kedusha, the Svara, it has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Rayam? Midah the Avia Kli Shoris. This should be doima to a Kli Shoris. A regular Kli Shoris, at least the way Rashi learns, that a Kli Shoris means you have a Keli that has a Kedusha Zaguf. When you put the...